The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
The poet and Zen teacher Gary Snyder says somewhere that Zen practice comes down to two basic activities: meditation and cleaning the temple. And then he adds that it's up to each of us to decide how far the temple extends. So we come together for these sesshin, and we're able for a few days to intensively practice meditation together, to share our meditation practice. And when I say practice, I don't mean like practicing the piano or practicing Italian, doing something so that one day we can, practicing something so that one day we can do it. I mean it more like practicing medicine or having a law practice or a physical therapy practice. We have a sitting practice. This is what we do. And we get to do it together and feel each other's support, and in subtle ways that I certainly can't describe or explain, something happens. And then we also, during sesshin, engage in this other fundamental practice that Snyder talks about, cleaning the temple, which extends to all of the jobs that we do, all of our sama jobs. And we don't have you do this because we can't afford to pay people to come in and clean the temple and make our food. I mean, we can't, but that's not why we have you do it. We have you do those things because this has been part of Shan and Zen practice, part of our tradition, going back, as Melissa told us the first evening, to Baijiang, who established the first Chan temple, Chan-only temple, Chan-only monastery, and kind of made the blueprint for all of the Chan and Zen monasteries and temples and centers to come. And so this tradition carries on through our American ancestor, Gary Snyder, and through this temple right here. So Yunyan is out sweeping the grounds, sweeping away leaves and duff and whatever else is accreted. Going at it, really going at it. And his Dharma brother and sidekick, Dawu, comes over to tease him a little. Oh, working hard. Someone's busy. David mentioned this morning that Dawu and Yunyan had both sat with Baijiang himself. But in fact, Dawu was only with Baijiang for a short time. Yunyan was with Baijiang for 20 years. And then they both moved on to study with Yaoshan, who gave them each eventually Dharma transmission. And so when I think my way into this koan, or as David puts it, dream my way into this koan, I imagine them not at Baijiang's monastery near Mount Baijiang, but at Yaoshan's monastery near Mount Yao, Yaoshan. And there's Yunyan working away, and Dawu, who wasn't with Baijiang for 20 years. Maybe there's a little bit of, oh yeah, working hard, right. Yeah, you were with Baijiang for all those years. Baijiang, who said, a day without working is a day without eating. Right, I see. And I just love Yunyan's response. Don't you know that there's one who isn't working hard, who isn't busy? And David unfolded that so beautifully for us today. I don't want to say much more about it, except just to appreciate it. But I do want to talk a little bit more about this wonderful encouragement, invitation, challenge from Gary Snyder, that each of us gets to decide how far the temple extends in our fundamental Zen practice of cleaning the temple. How far does it extend for you? How far does it extend for each one of us? How far can it extend? Some of us were out in the garden working, so clearly it extends outside the temple. That's a beginning. And then how about your garden at home, or your patch of yard, or your window box, or the plants in your rented room, whatever you have? What about that? Is that cleaning the temple? Is that taking care? Is that caretaking in exactly the same way that you do caretaking here? I have a little strip of a native plant garden that I put in a few years ago after taking out a scrubby little lawn of invasive European grasses. Well, not invasive, somebody planted them, but Kentucky bluegrass and the like. And now there's this kind of thriving native plant garden. And for me, it's definitely a part of the temple. The temple definitely extends into that garden. And when I take care of it, that kind of caretaking is there for me. And I try to extend that to the driveway and the scrubby little patches of side yard that we have as well, because it made a sort of devil's bargain. I could have the lawn to turn into a native plant garden if I did all of the yard maintenance. And so I do. And that too, cleaning the temple. And as I was sitting with this, I was remembering a time of my life when I wasn't actively practicing Zen, but I had young children. And I was remembering all the diapers I changed, and how that too was cleaning the temple. And then I wondered, when I take a shower, is that cleaning the temple? When you take your 5-minute shower in your 10 minutes of allotted bathroom time tomorrow, will you be cleaning the temple? And what would it mean if you were? How far does the temple extend? Into how many areas of your life does it permeate? When you're doing this practice of caretaking, what about volunteer work you might do? But what about paid work you might do? How much of that can become cleaning the temple, can become your caretaking practice? Where does it stop? Where should it stop, or should it stop? For Gary Snyder, you know, who was early in on what in the 60s and 70s was called the ecology movement, who was green before there were greens, this cleaning the temple clearly extends to our care of the earth that makes our life possible, that sustains us. And what about that? And it's so easy. I see this really in my kids. Now my kids aren't babies anymore, you might have guessed. My kids' generation, they're in their 30s. And when they think about the environment, I think they just feel despair. I understand why. I don't argue with them about it. But this kind of gets back to my little native plant garden. I don't feel that each of us has to save the entire globe. I don't think that that's what Gary Snyder thought. But what part of it can we take care of? What small gestures can we make? Because small gestures add up into large gestures. Not to get into fantasies of purity and doing things just the right way, but just finding something that could be done that asks you to do it the way that the yard asks Yunyan to sweep it, the way that that scrubby patch of European grasses asked me to do something about it. And just doing that piece. And then maybe the next week doing another piece. And doing it in this spirit of cleaning the temple, caretaking, and doing it in the spirit too, of maybe not working so hard after all. Being open to the one who is not so busy, the one who's not sweating in the hot sun, the one who's not getting a pain in the elbow and another one in the back. That one's will be there, I guarantee it. Thank you.